And here's a little item that may have been lost in the stream of news over the last couple weeks. A report came out from the nonpartisan Congressional Research Service that said the huge tax cuts that President Trump signed into law in December 2017 didn't have much effect on the economy at all. This was a trillion-plus dollar package that President Trump said would be rocket fuel for the economy. Joining us now is Howard Gleckman, who is a senior fellow at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
Well, and what do you think when you hear that the Congressional Research Service, this nonpartisan group, has come out and said that the tax cuts were not rocket fuel for the economy?
Well, a couple of things. The first thing is it's no surprise. The Tax Policy Center, as well as a number of other independent analysts, came to the same conclusion, at least the same prediction, over a year ago, just about the time the law passed. Nearly everyone who looked at this, other than the Trump administration itself, felt that this would have very little effect on the economy.
But when you hear what President Trump and others are saying about the state of the economy right now, they make the case that it really has taken off in the last several years, even though it hit bottom, you know, back in 2009 and has been steadily climbing since then. But when you look at the stock market during the Obama years, as soon as you got to President Trump and then the tax cut, it did go up a lot faster at that point. What about that? What about the stock market? Or is that just the stock market is not the economy and we shouldn't be looking at that as the measure?
So they weren't looking at the stock market. They were looking at the real economy. Mm-hmm. And the trends in the real economy, the most important thing they found was that the trends that occurred after the law passed were essentially the same as what they were before the law passed. You know, normally, if you saw a big piece of legislation that affected the economy, you'd see an inflection point. You'd see something dramatically changing from the time before the law passed to the time after it passed, and that just didn't happen here. What we saw was for the first couple of quarters and the first half of 2018, there was a little bit of bump in investment. There was a little bit of bump in GDP. But the investment bump disappeared. Wage growth never really happened. There was some small increase in wages, but again, it was pretty much the same as it was before the law passed. So we just didn't see much that you could tie to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
Well, and in fact, when you look at the amount of money that was saved by the tax cuts, the report says that from 2017 to 2018, the estimated average corporate tax rate fell from 23.4% to 12.1%, a big drop. And individual taxes as a percentage of personal income fell from 9.6% to 9.2%. So corporations, it appears, saw a much bigger benefit than workers.
That's right. The effective tax rate on corporations was pretty much cut in half, as that study showed. Now, the interesting thing was that you remember back to what the Trump people were saying at the time the law was being debated. Their argument was that this corporate tax cut would generate an enormous amount of business investment, that business investment would make workers more productive, and eventually workers would get a big raise. And the administration even put a number on it. They said that raise would be somewhere between $4,000 and $9,000 a year, which is an enormous benefit for people. Well, what happened, in fact, was that corporate investment did bump up a little bit, but not very much. Companies didn't give employees raises, not right away. So what did the companies do with all that money? They bought back stock and they gave shareholders dividends. And essentially what that says is that the companies couldn't think of anything productive to do with the money, so they gave it back to their shareholders.
Mm-hmm. One thing that did go way up after the tax cuts was the deficit. Many people said the tax cuts would pay for themselves. That clearly hasn't happened.
That's right. And again, most of the independent analysts thought that this would lose a lot of revenue. It did. The Congressional Research Service estimate was that it lost about $170 billion in 2018, which is pretty consistent, again, with what most people figured. The argument that this was going to pay for itself was never a serious argument. It was a political claim. No real economist ever thought that was going to happen, and in fact, it didn't.
So when you finally take a look at this analysis from the Congressional Research Service, you know, a couple years later, in the midst of all the other news that's going on in this world and all the other things that people have to pay attention to, does something like this actually inform the discussion in the future about whether to put in another big tax cut like this, which if you'd ask any Republican right now, would they like another one of these? They'd probably say yes.
Well, it's interesting because you remember that in the campaign, Republicans never really got very much traction talking about this tax cut. Democrats talked about it more than Republicans, and they talked about it as a tax cut for the rich and for corporations. And this study confirms that it was, in fact, a tax cut for corporations. You know, the argument is that, you know, you remember the old James Carville line, it's the economy stupid. Mm-hmm. But the question is, are people going to tie a strong economy, assuming it is still strong in a year, in an election season, are they going to tie that strong economy to this law? And frankly, I think it's going to be very difficult to do. I think people's memory of this legislation will have faded. It'll be 3 years from the time the bill passed till the time that people vote for president again. And it's hard to find any effects. The other thing that's important to note is that this tax cut didn't occur in a vacuum. There's a lot of other things going on in the economy, some good, some bad. You know, so one of the things that happened in 2018 was Congress passed a big spending bill. So that added some stimulus to the economy, and that could have amplified the benefits of this tax bill. But the other thing that happened was the president imposed very strict tariffs on not only China, but many of our other trading partners. We might have seen more of an effect, but because the president followed up this big tax cut with tariffs, which are in fact a big tax increase, much of the benefit of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was washed away.
That's Howard Gleckman, who's a senior fellow at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. Howard, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.